Hi there, Ben and Kelly, and your group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
Hi there. Hey, thanks so much for allowing us to give you a call. Will you kind of explain everything that's happening in your life right now?
Okay, so basically what's going on is I think I might actually be in love with my roommate. But he's also, and he's also like my best guy friend. So it's kind of tricky.
Okay.
Yeah. And on top of that, he's also my brother's best friend.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we all live together right now.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. This is already juicy.
Okay. Yeah. Some layers there. So I guess, how did you see it start happening and all that?
I don't know. I guess we've just been through a lot together, you know, and in the past I always just saw him as a friend and I never saw him in that way, you know.
Right.
But something happened over the last few months. I don't even know what it is, but I just feel like I've fallen for him.
So you're a little worried about okay, if we cross that line, there's kind of no going back. If it doesn't work out, you kind of lose your best guy friend and your roommate and your brother's best friend, and it can implode.
Exactly. And I just I don't want to ruin things because things are good right now. And I just feel like if he doesn't feel the same way, then it's just going to be extremely awkward for the rest of my life. And I'll obviously have to move out.
Obviously.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I understand your hesitation with all that, but I feel like you've got the good start where you're friends, you know a lot about him, he knows a lot about you. So it's not so I feel like you've already sort of checked off some boxes of getting to know someone's real self. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The wild card, though, is does he feel the same way? Or are you locked into that best friend zone?
I was thinking, well, maybe you should probably talk to your brother about it. But then I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I think your brother's going to be fine. If he's your friend, if he's your brother's good guy friend, your brother's going to be fine with that. And I guess, Penny, do you have a good relationship with your brother? I'm assuming you do because you live together.
I do. I think, you know, obviously, knowing my brother as well as I do, I think he'll initially have a knee-jerk reaction to it.
Sure.
I just don't know, is that gonna last?
Right.
Is he going to be able to come around? Because, he'll definitely have a knee-jerk reaction to it. I'm sure of it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll have the same concerns that you have.
Yeah.
I think you should casually start making the move.
Well, yeah, we need to the first step, I think, is figuring out, is he going to entertain that idea? Does he potentially have those kinds of feelings?
The easiest way to do it is when you guys are alone, when your brother is gone, sitting closer together on the couch or asking if you want to watch something. You know what I mean? Like doing something together when you're without.
Slowly rule out your flirt game.
Right. So anyways, we're getting a lot of people who are checking in who have done the same sort of thing. So Penny, maybe you're going to get some positive vibes here from our listeners.
I'm hoping a lot of success stories.
Yeah.
But I hope so too.
Yeah.
Have you picked up any flirting from him?
It's hard to tell because we've known each other for such a long time, you know, we almost kind of have our own brother sister type relationship.
Right.
That sounds weird, but you know what I mean? And so it's he teases me and stuff, but I don't know if that's if he's into me or if he views me like I'm his best friend's sister. You know, it's just really hard to tell.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
I say go for it, but there are plenty that are already texting in with their own stories. So Penny, regardless of what happens, please keep us posted on what you wind up doing, what ends up happening, because we'd love to hear, especially if it's the start of a great relationship.
Yeah, we could either be helping to plan your wedding or trying to find you another place to live.
One way or another, you will be some of the first people to know.
All right,
I appreciate
cool.
y'all. Thank you.
Penny, thanks again for reaching out.
Of course. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm thinking she's got to shoot her shot.
I mean, I do too, but I feel like let's find a way. Let's do some research to try to figure out, does this guy like entertain these feelings too?
So like Bonnie says on Facebook, flirt with him when no one is around. She's kind of taken the advice that I tossed out and see how he responds. If he doesn't reciprocate positively, you can just say, I was just joking.
It's like, yeah, I wasn't really serious. I was just joking. I mean, I guess you'll find out if you go to your brother.
Yeah.
You'll find out first. A, is brother open to that idea?
I don't think he needs to be a part of this just yet.
He does need to be in the loop, though, because I don't think that he should be blindsided with that either.
No, but
I think we let him in on the plan and maybe gauge his thoughts first. First of all, he might be able to offer up some insight on whether he thinks his buddy is going to be open to that idea.
All right, 502-795-1997. Tell us your story about shooting your shot with your best friend's friend or your sibling's friend and how'd it work? Because Penny needs you now, all right? We just got off the phone with Penny, and she's into a guy, but she's worried about the repercussions if she shoots her shot and asks him out, wants to date him. Why? Well, not only is he her brother's best friend, but they're all roommates.
Yeah, so it could go sideways pretty easily if he's not on the same page with the feelings.
Yeah. Lisa said, hey, look, if they've been alone together and he hasn't given her any cues that he feels the same way, I don't think he's into her. He sees her as a little sister only, but give it time. Maybe it'll unfold naturally. All right. Thank you, Lisa. He calls her show from time to time with the love dispensing advice. Not a real doctor, but we like to call him that. Andrew, the love doctor. What's your take on it?
Well, first off, Kelly's right from the mindset that the brother needs to be brought into the loop. So he's not blindsided, and he also might be able to offer some insight. And either he objects or he doesn't object, but really it's not his decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess that's my point in the whole, like, bringing the brother into it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just a respect thing, I guess, since they all live together. The second thing is this. She just needs to do what we should always do in most of these situations, communicate, have a conversation with this guy, and just tell him. But she's got to be prepared for rejection, number one. And two, she also has to be prepared that maybe she needs to start looking for another place. I mean, as sad as it sounds, but I mean, if she's interested, then just go for it. But have a conversation. Life's too short to sit back and wonder 5 years from now. It could be the best decision she's ever made, ever in her life. You'd never know, but you're never going to know unless you, as Ben says, shoot your shot. Is that right, Ben?
That's right. That's what I say.
Is it a good practice to figure out some sort of way to figure out if he's open to that idea before she full on jumps into the deep end of the pool? And how do we do that?
No. I mean, she should know this by now. If they've been living together for an extended period of time, she should know whether he's interested in any way, shape or form, whether it's playful or not. At this stage, she jumps in and either she swims or she drowns. Either way.
Okay.
But here's the thing, though, Kelly. At the end of the day, if she doesn't, she's going to regret it. She's already at that point. She's
That's
going
right.
to regret it of not knowing. So she's got to decide to go for that. Absolutely. 100%.
Andrew, the love doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
I think maybe the best piece of advice comes from our text line. Amanda says, hey, why don't you accidentally, in quotes, walk out naked? You know, something subtle. LOL. Oh, my. I didn't know there was company.
I didn't know you were here. Oh,
either he's going to look or he won't. But good thing, she says, about knowing him is you can do things you wouldn't normally do as a friend that you know he likes, like small gifts, maybe go eat somewhere he likes. So I think, honestly, like, she's got the advantage. Like, she knows. She's seen him without makeup on.
Yeah.
Proverbially, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I think if she just kind of, because she said, you know, she wasn't really sure with the way that they were, you know, they've always kind of had this playful relationship because they've known each other for so long. So she couldn't really tell if it was changing into something more than that. But maybe we just dial up the flirt game a little bit and see if there's a response.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, keep us posted on all that.
But also tell brother.
I mean,
maybe get brother's advice.
I was going to say, I don't think I'm asking him for permission.
But maybe ask advice.
But say, hey, I'm wanting to ask out Lenny.
And Lenny is his name you picked for him?
I don't know.
Penny and Lenny. Oh, Penny my God.
Penny and Lenny, that's what I'm saying. Come on. It works. It works. So
okay, yeah. Maybe we start there. Because they're obviously close enough to live together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Penny. Keep us posted.
Oh, let us know about Lenny.
Yeah. I've got a Michael Graves toaster that I could unload finally.
Invite us to the wedding.
That's right. All right. That's group therapy.